recorded.
You're right. All right, stop, stop.
What are we doing?
Scary, stop it. You move like
an animal. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Well, that was a fun day, wasn't it?
That was
a fun
day.
That was a great day. Yeah, something happened.
When did we do that? Was that Friday?
I think it might have been Thursday.
Oh, my God. It seems like it was years ago, right? I do believe. Anyway, well, welcome to the day. Welcome to Monday. Let's see how many noises we can make today. Good morning, Danielle.
Morning.
Good morning, Gandhi.
Hello.
Hello, Froggy. Funky Froggy.
Good morning.
Here. Scary. Good morning, Scary.
Hello.
Buenos dias, Senor Nate.
Buenos dias, Elvis Duran.
I don't know. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see anyone. So I'm assuming more people are here. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Diamond. Oh, Diamond. Hi, Scotty. Diamond.
Good morning.
Diamond. There she is. So, welcome back from the weekend. Did anything good happen to anyone? Anything fun?
It was fun. Yeah.
It was lovely. Lovely.
Okay. I'm convinced. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? Let's get a song that sets the pace.
Some House of Pain.
Ooh.
Hit it. Let's go. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Jump around.
Obviously.
It's jumping around. I'm in the mood for jumping around. Well, welcome to Monday. You got to meet Kara. Kara is in her car, and she's driving 2.5 hours. Are you ready for this? For her favorite donut.
Oh, wow.
You're driving 2.5 hours to find your favorite donut? What is this?
Hello, baby. Yes, I am. My favorite donut is a French cruller.
I love a cruller.
Yeah.
But what it's not a cruller, though. It's a French pastry that's a donut shape, but it's a cruller. It's very airy, almost like a frosted popover.
Oh, dear Lord. But wait, so you're driving 2.5 hours for this. It must be phenomenal and orgasmic, this thing.
Well, yes, I am totally master dating today.
Oh, boy.
Master dating.
Oh, yes, they are fabulous donuts. I can send you some.
Well, I know, but 2.5. I know. I'm sure by the time you get them to the post office, they'll be gone. But 2.5 hours. Explain that drive to me a little bit.
Oh, it is lovely. I am on the coast, and the bakery is Lil's, and that's in Kittery, and that's right on the water. Also, it's right by the naval shipyard down there, and it's lovely. Oh, I've already seen two deers. I've seen a dead one, too, but that was sad.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I have a question for Kara. Can I ask Kara something? Kara,
yeah,
are you
do.
Single? Because everything about you seems like Nate's type.
Yeah, the donuts alone.
Yep. I am.
Okay. I'll meet you at the donut shop.
Diamond, get the number.
We may have a connection here. Well, look, you enjoy that 2.5 hour commute to get your donut. It must be worth every bite. And so congratulations
on getting
out of bed and getting that cruller.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me on. You guys are fabulous.
Hey, so what do we have for Kara? Kara needs something. Whatever we give her is never going to top that donut.
It really won't. We'll trade you some donuts for the Elvis Duran apparel line, thanks to Hackensack Meridian Health.
Oh, okay, perfect. You're going to love that. Make sure you wear that at the donut shop. They'll love you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, hold on one second, Kara.
She sounds like a party.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Wow.
I want that donut now. I think we need that.
Yeah.
Let's roll into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. And what else is waiting for us in this beautiful Monday? What's going on, Gandhi? What do you got?
All right. The memorandum of understanding that was supposed to put a pause on fighting between the U.S. and Iran expires today. The deal was reached in June after high-level talks mediated by Pakistan. There's little evidence that either side wants to extend the agreement. Both sides have accused the other of violating the terms of the deal multiple times. The deal aimed to put a pause on that fighting and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, lift a U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports, and end the war between Israel and Lebanon. Both the U.S. and Iran have said they are winning the war, and the ceasefire has had little impact. Traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil corridor, remains well below pre-war levels. At least 7 people have been lost in heavy rain and record flooding in Indiana. The storms started on August 11th and have killed a 4-year-old boy, 3 men, and 3 women. A 31-year-old cyclist was found dead early Sunday in a hole that opened up on a washed-out road east of Indianapolis in Henry County. The 4-year-old was killed by a tree that crashed through his bedroom during strong winds in Jennings County. Jennings County Chief Deputy Cody Lowe says the child's death is obviously unexpected and these storms are unprecedented. And finally, the AI agent running a San Francisco store has fired its first employee. Andon Labs said Thursday that Luna, the AI manager of Andon Market, an experimental retail store run entirely by AI, decided to fire a human being after repeated lateness and other workplace issues. Logs show the employee arrived late for 17 of 23 shifts. The violations were revealed only after Andon Labs asked Luna to search her memory for its policies and determine if the worker was still a good fit. And those are your three things.
You ready for your Monday?
Yeah!
Good morning.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. Homie, ain't nothing changed, go up down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, ain't working all that weed up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, to tell you I'm loco. We yeah. Playing is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy and they ready to go. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sick, you in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sick, you in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look, I got, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. You didn't do mad. I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that ass niggas trying to pull me back, right? My junk get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. The talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. Niggas take the letter, make them watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we off for me. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sick, you in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sick, you in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga, so they try and pop off again.
my sky. They wipe away tears that I cry. The good and the bad times, we've been through them all. You make me rise when I fall. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. 'Cause every time we touch, I feel the static. And every time we kiss, I reach for the sky. Can't you hear my heart beat so? I can't let you go. Want you in my life.
A lot of people are texting in. We got a lot of response here, right?
Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Well, I don't know where you were, but where we are, we had a pretty nice weekend. It was nice, right?
Yeah, oh, it was beautiful.
Like Danielle, for instance, what did you do outside?
I was outside with the kids. I spent the weekend with my sister's kids babysitting while she did her day in Disney. And the weather was so beautiful. We went on walks. We just hung out outside. We ran around. We just played. It was a lot of fun. It was gorgeous.
What about you, Gandhi? Did you have a good time? Outside?
I had a friend's birthday party over the weekend. The Puerto Rican Day Parade was in Jersey City, so that was a party. And then I went out with another friend on Friday night. It was great.
God. You know, but it was all outside, though. Most of it has to be outside. Yeah. That's the rule.
Yep.
All right. What about you, Scary? Outside, what'd you do?
I crashed the pool at Dumbo House in Brooklyn. So I was sitting in a pool staring at the Brooklyn Bridge, like 100 feet in front of me. It was the most insane experience.
Oh, nice.
Wow, Dumbo House. Now, is that the one with the big elephant from Disney that walks around, yeah, like serves cocktails at the pool, the Dumbo pool?
Yeah, it was the Dumbo neighborhood of Brooklyn, an extension of the Soho House.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, okay.
Yes.
That is as bougie can be.
Yes. I'm not a member. I was just a guest. I'm a moocher.
It's an extension. You're an extension of the bougie people. Nate, were you outside this weekend?
I selfishly squandered the beautiful weather because I went to see Spider-Man. Ooh. During the day.
Yeah.
Actually.
Okay. How was it? In a dark theater.
In a dark theater while it was beautiful and sunny out, and it was awesome. Great movie. You guys got to go see it.
Oh, okay.
Really, 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 really good.
Froggy, did you get outside?
I did. My son was home. We had lunch on the water on Saturday, and then we went to a baseball game on Saturday night, and then yesterday we played golf all day. So it was great.
Nice. Oh, wow. Okay, so it sounds like everyone had a good time.
Yes. What did you do?
I went to Hoboken.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was unbelievable.
Oh, good.
We went to this place called Fiore's and had the most incredible... Now, if you've never had one, then you cannot judge. The most incredible Italian tuna fish sandwich I've ever had in my life.
That sounds great.
Okay. Wow. Hear me out. It's tuna fish, but it's better. It's elevated to a new level.
What's Italian?
Well, Italian tuna fish usually has balsamic vinegar in it, so it's a little sweet, a little brown.
Okay.
And some you know, tomatoes and things. It was just delicious. But they also have their homemade mozzarella on the baguette.
Oh.
And it's just, it's unbelievable. Scary, you've had Fiore's.
I sure have. Yeah, it is definitely a rite of passage. They make their own mutz daily, and every day they do a daily special. And you were there on Friday, and I'm so happy you got to taste the Italian tuna. So there's no mayo, yes, Danielle. You would love it because there's no mayo in it. It's just
There's no mayo whatsoever.
Is there creamy?
No.
Okay.
No. But you would have loved it, but trust me. But the line was, of course, I'm sure it's like this every day at lunch. It was just winding down the street. I mean, yeah. Everyone had to get in there. You have to wait. We got cheeses. We got sandwiches. We got everything. It was delicious. So that was my day. What'd you do outside? I went and had a tuna fish sandwich. That's what I did outside.
And you sent me a picture from Sinatra Park. You were eating it on the waterfront.
Aw, that's
nice. We were at Sinatra Park, named after the world famous Nancy Sinatra. She has her own park. Anyway, it was just a beautiful weekend. I'm glad you got out and enjoyed it. If it was nasty where you are, I'm sorry. Horoscopes. I think it's Danielle and Gandhi. It's all up to you. What's going on?
All right. It's Robert De Niro's birthday, Sean Penn, and Donnie Wahlberg. Leo, walk into this week like you already know how it ends. That confidence is exactly what opens the door. Your day's a 9.
Virgo, quit trying to fix everything at once. Pick one thing and actually finish it before moving on. Your day is a 5.
Libra, a tense exchange with someone close gets resolved faster than expected once somebody rips the Band-Aid off. Your day's a 8.
Scorpio, pay attention to who shows up consistently and who only appears when they need something. Your day's a 7.
Sagittarians, an unexpected invitation lands and your first instinct is right. Say yes. Your day's a 9.
Capricorn, someone is waiting for you to ask for help. They can't offer their services without being asked first. Your day is a 6.
Aquarius, run with an idea that everyone else is sleeping on. Your instincts are sharper than theirs right now and your day's an 8.
Pisces, feel more in control once you stop rushing everything and let the day come to you. Your day is a 9.
Hello, Aries. Tackle that one nagging task before it becomes a bigger deal than it needs to be. Your day's a 7.
Taurus, not everyone who disagrees with you is against you, so learn the difference. Your day is a 6.
Gemini, a random detour in your day leads you somewhere better than where you were originally headed. Your day's an 8.
And Cancer, something you put a lot of heart into gets the recognition it finally deserves, and it feels incredible. Your day is a 10, and those are your Monday morning horoscopes.
All right, we're still kind of waking up the system here. Is everyone awake? Am I the only one who's like half dead, half awake?
I'm
like...
There.
I think we need all our right. coffee. Where yeah. the hell is that?
He said he's well, an hour away oh, now.
What?
Where the hell oh, is my the God. God. That's like, you might as well drive 2.5 hours and get a cruller. If you know, you know. All right, Danielle's first report of the week is on the way. What do you have coming up, Danielle?
All right, Disney's D23 went down over the weekend, so we learned a lot. And some sad news, actress Hayden Panettiere has passed away.
Oof. All right, that and more on the way.
Behind the Magic, the official Disney on Broadway podcast, hosted by Danielle.
So let's talk about the magic carpet.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search for Behind the Magic, and listen today. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now.
A wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars?
The days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Number one hit music station and the number one preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
C100.
Show what it is.
C100 Morning Show.
C100.
Watching way too many things at the same time. We completed a series over the weekend.
What'd you complete?
Ask me which one.
Which
what
one?
I don't remember.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Do you remember what it was about?
It's about those people.
Oh, okay.
Stop. It'll come to me in a minute.
The Sterling whatever?
Yes, Sterling Point. Yes.
Oh, and?
Yes. Oh, my God. Gandhi, you read my mind. Get out of my mind.
I'm trying.
Yeah. We finished it. It was good. It was okay. I enjoyed that a lot. It's weird being, you know, as old as I am, watching a show about teenagers.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
And their relationships. It was kind of odd. I don't know. Mm. It's like scary going to a Taylor Swift show by himself.
She will.
You know, remember that?
That's awkward.
He was the only grown man in like the third row watching Taylor, which I'm totally fine with, but a lot of people gave you hell for that. Remember that?
Yes, they did. But you know what? I did it with Ariana as well.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
I was okay with it.
It's interesting because, Scary, you say you don't want to go to a movie theater to watch a film by yourself, but you'll go to a concert by yourself. What's the difference?
Well, I had some record label industry friends that were adjacent that were going to be there. So we were there together, but then when it came to watch the show, I was in a seat by myself. So
had you been given a single ticket just by yourself, knowing no one else was coming, you would not have gone.
I would have had a hard time with it. It was easier for me to know someone was holding my hand and I was going to meet someone at the show at some point.
Oh.
Because you know everyone in the garden is looking right at you.
Staring straight at me.
Because there's nothing going on stage, really.
And it's also because he had really good seats and he wanted to share with everybody the concert from his amazing seats.
Right.
Oh, there is that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that said, our first caller of the day, Kara, if you were here with us, you met a very interesting woman and it was fun talking to her. She was driving 2.5 hours to get her favorite donut and she could not have been more happy. Right?
Yeah.
She was driving up and down the New England seaboard looking for her cruller, or crueler, as she called it. And so Nate came up with an interesting question. How far would you drive for whatever? Or what would you drive 2.5 hours for that's that good?
I've done it.
Have you thought about it?
Yeah.
Well, I know. Let me guess Danielle's. Saltwater taffy at the Jersey Shore.
No, that's not it. That's not it. Actually,
yes, it is.
No, it's actually Scranton, Pennsylvania. I've driven 1.5 hours just to get the Alfredo's Pizza Cafe pizza, which is the good pizza, by the way, not the crappy pizza. If you know, you know.
Yep.
And it's so good. And the texture of the cheese and everything when it hits your mouth, I will drive 1.5 hours just to get that pizza. I love it so much.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. What about you, Gandhi? Would you drive 2.5 hours or whatever just for that certain thing?
Yes, for sure. There is a fast food chain that's only in the South. It's called Backyard Burgers, and it is so good. Mm. They have the best Miss Gracie fries of all time, and they used to have them in other places, and they all shut down. Now they're only in, like, Kentucky, Nashville, and a couple places more south than that. But I have driven for those when I've been close. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I would drive to Philly for a cheesesteak.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? There are great cheesesteaks in New York City as well, but they taste better in Philly. They just do.
You know, I know a lot of people who do this. A couple of my girlfriends will do it. They'll, on a weekend, they'll just drive to Philly just to get the cheesesteak.
Right.
Yeah.
I would drive to Philly to go to South Philly. All the Italian markets there are just incredible. Mm-hmm. I would be just a big titted pig walking around.
Hello.
South Philly. Just garvoning down on sandwiches and everything. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. Anyone else? How far would you drive? Anyone?
You took the words out of my mouth. My friends and I did drive to Angelo's Pizzeria in South Philly for their cheesesteak. And then we said, you know what? While we're here, we got to go to Gino's. We got to go to Pat's.
I know you're there.
Cheesesteak tour. Talk about a garvone. We couldn't even fit anymore in our mouth.
I beg your pardon?
Well, hello.
All right. What are we doing here? The Danielle Report? Danielle.
Yes.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the first clear photos of Taylor Swift's wedding ring have been published. Did you see this? She attended an outdoor wedding in England, and the paparazzi were there with a long lens camera, making sure they could get a picture. Her diamond is so big, I'm surprised she's not dragging her knuckles across the floor. It is really big, so check it out if you get a chance. Also, MTV has renewed RuPaul's Drag Race for 19th season. Drag Race All-Stars will also have more seasons on Paramount Plus. Some sad news this morning. Hayden Panettiere has died at the age of 36 years old. Her dad, Skip, called her an incredible light and a force of nature who brought joy to those who knew her and to millions of fans. Now, no cause of death has been released. We do know that law enforcement sources told TMZ that police responded to an incident involving her yesterday, but it's an open investigation. And, of course, you've seen her in things like Heroes, Nashville, and so many other things. So, obviously, her family would like everybody to respect, you know, their privacy right now as they go through this and figure out all the details. So, that's really, really sad. Louis Capaldi has revealed that he plans to begin work on his third album after finishing his final 6 shows of the summer. He says, we've got 6 more gigs, and then I'm going to go away, and I'm going to make a new album for everyone. So, we are excited about that. I don't know if you saw D23 at Disney. That's where they do all the big announcements for Disney movies and Disney rides and all kinds of stuff and shows that are coming up. We learned Avengers Doomsday is on the way. We know that, but the new trailer dropped. That comes out December 18th. Frozen 3 comes out November of 2027. Elvis, we're getting a Coco 2. And
Miguel, how can they make it better than Coco 1?
Well, Miguel is a teenager in this one. He's got a new haircut and everything. I don't know if you've seen that.
Okay.
And that's
he's gonna fade.
That's coming out November of 2029. Zootopia 3 is on the way. Ooh. Lilo and Stitch 2. We got a first look at Tangled, the new live-action film. That looks awesome. A teaser trailer for the Bluey movie. And, of course, Incredibles 3 is on the way. And that will focus on the two oldest kids. So that's happening. So we also got to see Villains Land, a little bit more about that. And that the Maleficent roller coaster is on the way. And the Mirror Realm dark ride with the Evil Queen. Now, Elvis, I don't know how you feel about this, because I don't know how I feel about this.
Why'd you say Evil Queen, then you call me?
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't mean to put the two together, but you know what.
All right, go ahead.
Carousel of Progress in Disney World is closed down right now. They are reopening it in spring of 2027. It will have updated scenes, which we knew were happening. We also know Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, the theme song, will still be there. But it looks like there's going to be new voices, like Jamie Lee Curtis and Bryan Cranston are going to be the new voices of the mom and dad. And I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like, I know. I'm like, wait a minute, what the original from the World's Fair and everything? I don't know. I'm having a little bit of a hard time with this. Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Old school.
The cool thing about it is, though, there will be a new animatronic of Walt Disney at the beginning of the ride, which will be pretty different and pretty cool. All right, what are we watching? Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro, American Ninja Warrior is on, The Quiz with Balls, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Elvis says Sterling Point is worth a gander, and that's my Danielle report.
You know what? I'm kind of on the fence with it. Text me now at 55100. What did you think of Sterling Point if you finished it? All right. How far would you drive? Donald on line 4. I cannot believe, but I can believe Donald would drive. Will you tell him, Donald? You drove from point A to point B just to get In-N-Out Burger. Really?
Kansas City, Missouri, all the way to Dallas, Texas for In-N-Out Burger.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now that is the closest one to Kansas City.
Well, it is now. I think they're building one now. They just opened some up in Nashville, so it's about the same distance.
How far a drive is that for you?
8 hours. For me, it was 8 hours drive. Yeah, 8 hours to Kansas City.
Damn.
Yeah, from Dallas.
Wow.
We had it 3 times while we were there because we ended up spending the night. So we ate it 3 times before we turned around and went back home.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, if I drove 8 hours for In-N-Out, I would have it several times. Yeah. I would go In-N-Out and then In-N-Out and then In-N-Out one more time.
That's what I did. I'm from San Diego, California, so In-N-Out's in my blood.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how many In-N-Outs are in Dallas, but I remember I went to the very first one, and I sat in the drive-thru with my dog, Max, and I got one for him and one for me.
Oh, wow.
He ate some of it, of course. He loved it. But yeah, I mean, they opened it 7 or 8 or 9 in the morning. They were open early because they knew people like me would be there. But they knew people like you would drive 8 hours. Sheesh. It's crazy.
Yeah, they were waiting for me. They were waiting for me for sure.
Wow. All right.
So far, this is breaking the record here. Yeah. How far would you drive for? You know what? We could open it up to how far you would drive for sex. Can we try that one?
Oh, wow.
Well, I got it better too because we drive out to Arizona every year to visit my uncle. And one of the main reasons we go out there is they got Wiener Schnitzel, and they got, you know, Taco Bell and In-N-Out. So we're out there living our best life.
Wow.
I love a good Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, that was yeah,
I thought, you're gonna, I thought you drove all the way to Arizona to have sex with your uncle.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this? But yeah, but the Wiener Schnitzel I get.
Yeah.
All right, look, thank you, Donald. You're breaking all the records. Thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it.
Have a good night. Have a good morning.
You too.
What if you would drive? What if you had a Wally World situation? You drove 8 hours to In-N-Out Burger in Dallas and they were closed.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Oh, God.
Not cool.
Yeah, I don't know. In-N-Out's pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay.
I would drive 3 to 4 hours for In-N-Out if there was one nearby in striking distance from
really?
Here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah. Four,
how many hours? That's not nearby.
3 to 4 hours, I would drive. I would make a day of it. I think four hours is
you
the
just
limit.
Said you just said I would do a 3 to 4 hour drive if it was nearby. What do you consider nearby? Yeah. 3 to 4 hours is nearby?
From New York City, whatever, throw it, you know, let's do a radius. I would travel up to 4 hours from the New York City area to get to In-N-Out. That's what? How much I love In-N-Out.
Wow.
Now, Scotty B would drive forever for a Waffle House.
Yeah. I've driven an hour and 45 minutes from Long Island to Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No. Just on a Saturday or Sunday morning, just for breakfast, and then came home.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Worth it.
I would drive an hour and a half for Waffle House before I would drive an hour and a half for sex, to be honest.
Me too.
Really?
Yes, Scotty. You're saying that because you're getting it.
Smothered. Covered.
Oh, God. Sick.
Wow. Oh, get out of here. Really? Turn his mic off.
What happened?
God. Froggy, shut up.
Sorry.
Anyway, this is too much. But would you get on a plane for sex? Would you fly for sex?
Yes.
Well, okay. But you would fly for like a weekend, right? That would include sex.
Well, how many times are we going to do it?
What I mean, Gandhi. I'm in a long distance relationship. I feel like that is what happens every single time one of us is flying.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And what was your question, Frog?
Well, how many times are we going to do it? Like, if we're going to do it once, I ain't driving that far. But we're going to have a weekend of it, then I'll add a few hours to it.
Like Donald said, I mean, they drove 8 hours to Dallas for In-N-Out Burger, so he made for damn sure they had it three times. So,
yeah. No, what if it's just
the same thing?
If you love the morning show, it's a good idea to follow our socials.
How do you know what's good for me?
That's my opinion!
At Elvis Duran Show.
Follow them today.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Audible's high-quality production gets you more out of every story. Immerse yourself in the story with star-studded casts and music and sound design. Discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/Elvis.
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is A-something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Challenge, let's explore your talent. Hey boy, I really wanna see.
An update from Friday's show when we discovered that Scotty B did something very creepy in his daughter's bedroom.
Oh, yes. This is like my my favorite story.
I didn't want to go here again.
We'll have a follow-up on the way. We also have a new Connections for today, right, Gandhi?
Yes, absolutely. Number 93.
Connections 93. Mm-hmm. Now, is it as challenging as the connections I did for the show?
Ooh, yours might have taken the cake of most challenging of all time. So, no, it's not that challenging.
I'm still getting hate mail from that. And when I say mail, I mean like DMs. Hate DMs.
It was
that.
Absurd.
My connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was absurd. Mm-hmm. It was to you, not me. Made sense to me. It was four pieces of sound, and you had to figure out what they had in common.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I determined they would have nothing in common, and that's what they had in common.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a cool concept and makes sense,
yes.
But I don't think anybody would ever have figured that out.
I'm not sure that
no.
works. I mean, it
someone
worked,
did figure
didn't.
It out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone did figure it out after several hours.
Yeah, well, there's
anyway,
the problem.
So you have a new one for today.
Yes.
Now,
there is
it as creative as mine?
No.
Because it was pretty creative.
Not sure anyone's ever going to match up to that one.
Okay, so this is Connections 93 from Gandhi.
Yes.
93 of these things you've done. I've done one.
That was anyway, a good one, so that was a good one.
It was. Thank you, Nate. I knew you'd be a fan.
That was
all right,
a good one.
Here we go. Transitions, not transitions. It's Connections 93. These four pieces of sound have something in common.
That's what she said.
There are no rules in this house.